Hey, I'm Nick.
And I'm Ann.
Welcome back to the Not So Superman podcast. Hope everyone's good today.
Yes, and we just wanted to take a second to really thank everyone for the support of our first podcast last week.
Woo-hoo.
We loved getting all the feedback, positive and negative.
I mean, we don't love the negative so much, so y'all can shut up, but no, we're just kidding. It was all right. Well, we got some real friends. Some people ain't afraid to hurt our feelings. We got
Right.
Mike's name because of y'all.
Yes. So hopefully the sound is a little bit better for everybody. And
Yes.
but yeah, we just wanted to really thank everybody, and we hope that we continue to get more listeners.
For sure. For sure. Share us away, please. We would like
Right.
to be on Ellen or have to have commercials because we're so awesome. No.
Can we get a FabFitFun
Right. We don't need to make money. Just send us free shit.
Right. I want that robot vacuum. What is it? The Roomba or something?
Roomba. Yeah. We'll try all your Grove cleaning products. No.
Yes,
That's so funny. But
Grove.
at least the governor opened those back up. Listen, right? I'm literally about to pull over or tell 2020 to pull over and let me out because I'm gonna walk. And then
Oh
she's like, bam,
my
everything's
goodness.
open. Whew.
It makes me I have mixed emotions about it being open. Like
Same.
I'm ready for things to start looking somewhat normal again, but at the same time it doesn't look normal, so I'm not really in a hurry
Right.
to run out, you know.
Amen. I hear that. But I'll tell you what, the salons open up on June 15th, which just happens to be my birthday. So I can get these caterpillars off my face called eyebrows and get my toes done on my birthday.
Yes, I cannot wait to get my eyebrows done. Oh my
My
goodness.
God, me either. It's so bad. I'm so
Especially
glad this is just a podcast.
yeah. Especially since now I'm laying in bed and I'm just
Right.
Amazon. Let's just be real right now. So yeah.
Amazon.
To get my eyebrows done because right now we're wearing masks everywhere so that your eyes are what is on display. It's the only thing on display. Bushy old thing is sticking out our foreheads.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, need to trim them. I swear you could braid my eyebrows at this point. It's terrible. And I'm not even going to attempt it. Listen. I just look like Sasquatch for a little while because when I go there on my birthday, I'm gonna be crispy when I get I'm gonna have good lines. That lady with the cross ain't doing my eyebrows. I'm just saying, not the
I
first
know.
time. She ain't doing them. She ain't clean them
You know,
up. She ain't doing them.
the wait for the good girls are gonna be so long. Like,
I
really.
know. I mean, I done waited this long. Shit, what's a couple more? I don't
What's an
care.
hour sitting in your car waiting to get called in?
Right,
It's all right.
right. I will play on my phone and get my eyebrows crispy when I'm done. No, that's funny though.
Also,
But I agree with
every.
you. I'm not really in a hurry to get back at all.
Yes, me neither. It's scary. We haven't hit the second wave, and I know whatever people are rolling their eyes at that. I'm just nervous about that still. I mean, there's a reason for going to be going to school full time. There's a reason for all of that. So it just makes me nervous. But one thing with the governor reopening is that you can have like not what is it, elective surgeries and
Elective
stuff like that.
surgeries, yeah.
So I had to get a lump removed from my abdomen area like 3, 4 days ago. What is it, day four?
4 days, yeah.
Yeah. And to get that surgery, you have to get a COVID
I'm sorry.
test first. It's funny now, but it was traumatizing because weird fact about me is I do not like things going up my nose. It freaks me out. I get scared. It's like a legitimate, it freaks me out. So they have you pull up and I'm sweating. Like my armpits are sweating, my palms are sweating. I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. And the nurse was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm just scared to have things up my nose. She's like, well, girl, it's getting up there. You might as well get used to it. And I'm like, oh.
We're about to scrape your brain, bitch.
Not only okay, they legit go up to your brain. I'm not kidding. It and they don't only go to your brain. They have to leave it there for 7 seconds and then wiggle it back and forth. Oh my God.
And wait, was that required to have your procedure, or did you request that to know that you were not COVID positive?
It is required. So when I was in pre-op, the nurse was talking, mm-hmm. she said that every patient that comes in that hospital has to get a COVID test. And she said,
mm-hmm.
that over half of the people that test positive have absolutely no symptoms. So she's like, they literally test everybody. And then even though I tested negative for COVID, you still have to wear a mask the entire time. Like, you do not get to take your mask off. The only time I didn't have my mask on was when they had an oxygen mask on me. And that was it. As soon as they took the oxygen mask off, they, like, put the mask back on me. It was not fun.
Were you allowed to have anyone with you?
They said you were allowed to bring one person, but they are not allowed to go to pre-op or recovery with you. They have to sit in the waiting room. And if you're staying overnight, they literally get to walk from the waiting room to the elevator with you. They're not letting anyone go in any room. So it was kind of pointless to have them sitting there in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So if I sound a little less animated this week, or a little slurish with the words,
she got them good, man. She got that good.
Yeah. In that, like I said, I did take a pain pill because it's your stomach that hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
With this surgery, sure. I am also on day 4 of being taken care of by the husband.
Hey.
Listen.
Just relax.
Right. It has been. This is where my husband shines, because he is good at taking care of me. Like, he's bringing me ice packs and making sure I have drinks and snacks near me. And you need anything?
Oh, yeah. I got to tell your listeners this, too. This lady has babies. Okay. No meds. She just want to push babies out like a crazy lady, right? She has a baby. Her husband does everything for her after a baby. Everything after a baby. She gets whatever she wants. She lays around. He takes the time off work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's got to get over there after babies. Yes. And now after surgery, too, apparently.
Yes. This is where, this is he shines. But however, so he picks me up from the hospital. And, you know, you can't eat from the night before. And to take these meds that they give you, they say take it with food. So we go and we go to a little Coney that we know the owners of, and they're super clean. So he goes there and buys me breakfast. And then I come home, I pass out, I wake up, can I get a sandwich? And after waiting like 20, 30 minutes, I get like a ham sandwich, you know, just pretty basic. Size dinner that night. Okay, so I'm like, first night, it's fine. Next day, he's stepping it up, right? He makes me this big omelet, sausage, and peppers, and onions, and jalapenos, and
yeah, is that the day we had to get off the phone because you had a club sandwich delivered to your bed?
Yes, that was my lunch.
Yeah. She can't talk too much shit about her husband because he's doing it this time.
He's like, making sure I'm fed so I can take everything, you know, no pain. I don't need anything. If I get up, why are you getting up? Let me get up. When you start to go a little stir crazy, when you're used to being all the time. Second night, he bought dinner again. first time he cooked dinner, and we had his on the grill, which was good. So we get dinner tonight, if it's going to be bought or cooked. But he has been doing
it. Hey, you're not doing it, right?
Right. Now, he did try to talk a little bit to me, okay? He decided that my laundry room is my enemy. It is, I fail at keeping my laundry room organized. I know that. It has always been that way. Probably will.
It's your nemesis.
It is. I cannot. We're a family of six. I do laundry, I feel like, every single day, and it's just not an organized.
Oh, for sure.
So he decided he was going to organize my laundry room for me, and he did all...
Because he cannot work in your clutter.
Yes, he cannot work in this, this organization that I call... That's great. Go ahead. You do that.
That's hilarious.
All the laundry, he cleaned up all the surfaces, and right now I think the whole table is full with like clothes that need to be put away, and it's not as easy as you think, is it? You know.
Yep. Keep that organization, but make sure the shit goes in the drawers when it's done, right?
Right. Hang it up, put it away, and he's been doing good keeping the kids like occupied and stuff, but. I think it's a nice reminder that it's not as easy to get everything done that you need with the kids and all the kids and keep all the house clean, and it's nice to be.
For sure. Yeah, we tried to do a project this week. That was pretty fun. So we thought we were gonna we bought a 24-foot round pool, right?
Finally.
So. We thought we were going to put this thing together, right? We was going to dig up the ground. We was going to do everything. First, let me back it up a little bit.
Right, because
so,
this
the
is
pool saga.
Year. This is year two. Like,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, yes. And the pool saga, we call it the pool saga at this point, right? So last year we tried to order a pool. We tried to order a pool from Walmart. They lost it. They don't know how. I don't know how they lost a 400-pound pool, but they lost it. So they gave us our money back. Yeah, just lost it. Like that, they just said, we don't know where it's at. It kept saying it was on the way. It was never delivered. I ended up calling them. They said they lost it. So they ended up giving us our money back. Well, at that point, there's like, it's halfway through summer. There's literally no pools, okay? So this time, I ordered the pool this year in like March, like way before I thought anyone was even going to be thinking. I mean, we still had snow on like May 10th in Michigan.
Right, right.
Like, so I'm like, I'm good, right? So I ordered this. Well, I knew when I ordered it, I was ordering from like a website that wasn't exactly the most popular. I mean, it was a little bit sketchy. So I'm going to be honest with you. I paid with PayPal because I was a little bit nervous about just putting my credit card on this website, right? Well, thank God I did, because I was scammed in a motherfucker.
What?
Because they took my money. I never got a pool. I tried to contact the company. The only way you can contact them is by an email address that bounces back to you every time, right?
Oh, so, my gosh.
So that's where we're at with the pool this year, right? They never delivered. Still, I still haven't got my money back from PayPal. They're still working on it. I guess this person has until like the 12th to reply. Which they're not gonna, because there's no way to contact them. So eventually I'll get my money back. I'm not worried about that. So I've been on the hunt for a pool. Well, in Michigan, all the pools are gone because everything is closed. All the public pools, everything has been closed. So people are buying the pools. Well, they're buying them and reselling a $600-$700 pool for like $2,500. I mean, I literally almost paid $1,200 for one. It's ridiculous. So
you can get
Oh yeah, a little $22 kiddie pool, $115 on Amazon right now. So I end up finding out from a friend that I went to high school with has a niece who bought a 24-foot round pool. She took it out of the box, spread it out in her backyard, realized her backyard was not big enough to fit a 24-foot round pool.
Okay.
So she put it back. The pools never touch the ground, nothing. They want, you know, they're going to sell it. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy it. So we go pick it up. We, you know, drive out a few towns over and pick it up. Get it back here. And now, those of you who don't know my wife, she works a lot of hours. I mean, 50 at the minimum, but really since all this COVID stuff started, you're talking about 60, sometimes 70 hours a week she's working, okay? So, but she decides that she's going to do the pool. Okay, with our oldest, and she's going to do the pool. I said, I can hire someone to put the pool up. No, I don't want you to hire anybody to put the pool up. I don't want to spend that money. I said, okay. Well, I could also have, she doesn't have the days off during the week that normal people have. So she doesn't just have the weekends off. She has like this last week she had Thursday, Friday. This week she has Friday, Saturday. So like her days off rotate. So she doesn't always have days off when everyone else is available to come over. So there's not, I can't get just 10 people and make sure she's home to come over here and do this big pool thing, right? So she decides she's going to do it. So I told you guys I resigned from work. Well, I agreed to stay on one day a week until they get this new person trained so I can help them out or whatever. And I went into work last Thursday, which was her first day off. And I get home from work, and she has, like, this literal minimal amount done. And she has busted her ass, but it just doesn't look like that much because it's so big of a job, right? So I'm, like, going out there, and
you guys are digging the dirt out, and then you're moving the sand in it.
Oh,
not just like,
oh yeah. No, because this is what happened. So, you know, we've had a couple of these pools before. We've never had a 24-foot. That's a, you know, it's the biggest one we got. We've never had one that big. So, you know, I start researching it. Like, we've always put the pools just right on top of the grass. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we don't even put a tarp down, no sand, just right on top of the grass. But we always take them down at the end of the year. Well, this size pool, I don't want to have to do that. So I wanted it put up right. So my brother-in-law just put a pool up. He lives about a mile from me. He tells me, get sand from this place to put underneath your pool, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So the guy comes to deliver the sand. Chris is at work. We had talked about this. Like, what are we going to do? We're just going to spread the sand out and then we're good. Okay. Because we don't know what we're doing. We're not pool installers, right? So I tell the guy, he brings his big old truck. I'm like, can you just pour it right there in that circle? Because we're just going to spread it out so I don't have to carry the sand from my driveway all the way to the backyard where this pool is going to go. So he does. He drives that truck like it's stolen. He backs that thing up and pours the sand exactly where I wanted it. Well, then we find out when you have a pool this big, you can't just put the sand down because the sand will pack down and then the pool is going to be on level again and we're going to be in the same position that we've been in every year having to take this down. So we find out you have to dig the ground from the lowest point and make all the whole 24 foot at the lowest point. You can't build up. You're supposed to take away. That's how you level the ground for a pool, right? So now the sand is sitting on top of where we need to dig up the sod so that we can level the dirt before we put the sand down. Okay?
It's been hot. Yeah.
It's hot hand. Chris was out here for 4 hours one day, almost passed out. I come home like, I mean, do you want me to see if, like, I mean, we have five brothers between us. Like, you want me to see if I can get the guys to come over here on, you know, like Saturday or something? And she's like, no, I don't want people here working when I'm not here. And I'm like, okay, well, you want to pay someone to do it? No, I want to save that money. Okay, but you don't want to do it. Like, she is sassy. Everything about the pool is just, I'm so excited like a little kid. I ain't been out the house since May 11th, I'm so excited about the pool, and she's sassy. I come out here, and I'm trying to help. We get the circumference of the school, or of the school, of the pool all, you know, sprayed out or whatever with the spray paint so we can see what we're working with. And I dug, like, one time. I don't do blue jobs. That's why I got married, okay? I don't fuck with the shit that makes me sweat, okay? So I'm like, Chris, like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I want you to take over this pool. Like, I got the sand. I found the pool. I did all this other stuff. You need to take over, find the people, whatever. If you don't want me to pay somebody and you don't want whatever. So we're out there together trying to do this, getting ate up by mosquitoes. Just, I mean, literally at one point, I'm like, if we don't hire someone, then one of us are going to meet Jesus and one of us are going to have to meet a judge because we're going to kill each other. Like, we're about to get divorced, okay? I can't do this shit with her. So her brother comes over because he was going to come help us, and he basically tells her, like, he has to take his pool down at the end of the year and re-put it back up because he didn't do the sand the right way, whatever, whatever. Well, now it scared her. So, like, she tells me right in front of my brother-in-law, go ahead and call the guy and just go ahead and hire him. And I look like, we didn't just – oh, the fun. Yeah. Whew. Okay, so I end up posting this post on a Facebook group, you know, around here looking for like some side people who do side jobs. I'm not trying to pay more money to have the pool installed than I paid for the pool. So long story short, I have a bunch of guys give me a quote. I have a friend who has an acquaintance. So she doesn't really know the dude, real good, but like she knows of him. So like I figured, you know, all these guys want like half down up front. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to at least go with this guy that somebody I know knows, or, you know, like right. at least trust a little bit. Right. So I picked this dude. Okay. Now they were supposed to be here. The day before yesterday was their first day that they were supposed to start. Now I had to pay him the day before that. I gave him half his money down for this pool. So, because he said he needed to rent a tool to do the yard. I'm like, okay. So I give him his money. Next day, he's supposed to be here 8 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I get up at like 7:15 in the morning because
right.
I got to put a
right.
bra on and like maybe have some coffee in my system for these random right. guys show up at my house to work. Right. So I'm waiting here. Nothing. He's literally not coming. He keeps sending me text messages saying that he's coming. He's blaming it on this other guy, talking about he had to take his kid home. Oh, now they have car problems, blah, blah, whatever. I was pretty nice the first day, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a fridge in my garage. I filled with a case of water, a case of Gatorade. I bought all the stuff to make them like sub sandwiches for lunch that day. You know, this was a friend of a friend. I was just, you know, I'm trying to hook him up, whatever. Tell me why this motherfucker didn't show up at my house until 2:58 in the afternoon when he was supposed to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. It gets better. He showed up here at 2:58 to start working for the day. And at 3:43, now I know these times because right. I was looking. I was pissed, right? So at 3:43, he knocks on my door wall and I come and he's like, we got to run to Lowe's real quick. We'll be right back. And I was like, okay. Right. I mean, what am I supposed to say? You know what I mean? So they leave for 2.5 hours. Now they were here for 40 something minutes working. Okay. So they went to Lowe's for 2.5 hours. These motherfuckers come back. It's almost dark. Okay. Like it's like 7:30. They come back. He's got two brakes. So I'm like, where's the tool, man? He was like, oh, I don't need that today. Well, then why did I have to give you the deposit yesterday? I didn't want to pay you until you got here today. And had I not paid you until you got here today, you wouldn't have never started the job showing up here at 3 o'clock. You already know that.
Long to go get rakes, because literally 5 minutes from you is like a hardware store where they could go get some rakes.
Yeah. He was like, oh, Lowe's was busy. It was so busy. Lowe's was busy. You should drive by there. You should. Up. I'm like, no. Can you get in my backyard and get to work? Right. So he works. Now, he brought this helper guy with him, okay? So he's here. I'm dealing with the one main guy. He brings the helper guy. This guy is, like, sketchy as fuck, okay? I know some sketchy people. He's sketchy, okay? He's, like, hiding. Like, he keeps going behind my garage, out to the car. They're, like, going one at a time. I'm like, what the hell is going on, man? This guy is sweating so bad. And he looks like gray in color. I'm like, I'm literally watching out my back door because I'm thinking I'm going to have to call an ambulance on this dude at some point. Like he's going to pass the fuck out in my backyard. And like, I don't want to, like, you need to get him out of here. Right. So he comes to my door probably 10 minutes later. It's about 8:15. And he tells Chris he's going to take his helper home and get a new helper. Well, I bet you are, because he's about to have a heart attack. So get them the fuck out of my yard so that happens. So, right. So I'm waiting for this guy to come back. I'm like, Chris, where's he at? He said he was coming back. He's going to work through the night, you know? He asked me if it was okay. I'm like, as long as you ain't disturbing my kids, you got to be gone by the time I settle down. But, yeah, you can work in the dark. I don't give a shit. So, hell yeah. I want my pool. He kept promising my pool will be up by tomorrow, up by tomorrow, up by tomorrow, which was yesterday. So, he ends up never coming back that night, okay? Never coming back. He told Chris that he'd be back at the latest 8:30 in the morning, which would have been yesterday, okay? And he's not going to bring that same guy. He's going to have a crew, and he's going to get this shit done. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath, but okay. So, you know, I set my alarm, and I get up at 8 because he's supposed to be here by 8:30, and I get my coffee and put my bra on and shit and come outside. And I get a text message at, like, 8:20 that he's now not going to be here till 10, but he's going to bring a crew with him this time.
Right. Okay.
So he's going to knock it all out. Right. So I'm like, okay, all right. I can work with that. Like, you're going to bring
right,
a crew.
Right.
I'm good with that. Okay. So he shows up. No, now mind you, he's supposed to be here at 10. He shows up at 11:15. Okay. So 2.5 hours after he was supposed to be here, 1 hour and 15 minutes later than he was, he told me he was coming the second time with the same fucking dude, you guys. The same guy, okay? The same guy that was gray, hiding from shit yesterday. He shows up with just him, no other. I was like, where's your crew? He said, they were supposed to come and backed out, blah, blah, blah. We're going to get this done. You're going to be filling this pool up with water today. And I'm like, okay. Okay, so, I mean, you guys, Ange can vouch for this. I was literally, like, texting her all day. This dude literally took more breaks than he did anywhere. Anywhere. I'll post a picture on our Facebook page, and you guys can see, like, what he accomplished in 2 days, okay?
All the breaks.
I'll post it on Instagram, too.
I got a couple pictures of them on breaks.
Oh, I got some pictures of them on breaks, too. Okay, so they literally took more breaks than anyone in the world, and they moved at the pace of a snail. All of my neighbors are literally dying laughing. Like, what are they doing? I don't know. I don't know. So he's, like, break. But he comes back yesterday, and he comes in the garage. I'm sitting out here because I want to make sure they're working now. So I sat in my garage at my table all day yesterday because I'm making sure they're working. It felt like when I was in the house, I just kept taking breaks. You know what I mean? So the guy comes up to me. I'm already pissed the hell off yesterday. He comes up. He wants a cigarette. Mm-hmm. What? Why would you come here late talking about, can I get a cigarette? So he starts sob story and apologizing for the day before, whatever. Well, I got a soft card. I end up giving the dude a cigarette, all right? So he smokes his little cigarette, whatever. He goes back to work. About an hour later, he comes back in the garage where I'm sitting, and he asks me for another cigarette. Now I'm mad. Now I'm offended. So I literally looked at this dude, and I was like, listen to me. I done gave you a deposit that was much more money than you needed to rent this tool that's not even here. Why don't you take Pit and Pat and walk your little ass on up to the store and get your own cigarettes? I'm not supplying your cigarettes all day, bro. Okay? And he was like, okay. You know, like, calm, whatever. So I'm, like, dismiss him out the garage. So then his boy comes and asks me for a cigarette, and I was pissed off about that. Then he comes back in here a couple hours later, asks me, can he get a Coke? Now, let me tell you something about this Coke. That don't sound like a big deal, right? Except here's the big deal. First of all, motherfucker, I done put a case of water and a case of Gatorade in my fridge for you. It's gone. They ain't even worked for 12 hours or 6 hours
break
total.
Really,
but the Gatorade's gone.
Every break.
Every single time. Now, I'll tell you, the first day it was hot. It was hot. And that's why I did that. Because it was hot. They were gone. So now you want to start on my Coke? No. Go to the gas station with the money I already gave you and buy your own shit, dude. Like, so then I'm like, you got some balls. Like, he's in front of me. I'm like, you got some balls. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you guys have half-assed this job. You think it's about to be done today? You don't even have all the grass done. It still ain't done. The sand is still in the same spot, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, at this time, I'm sitting down at this table in my garage where I call it my spot or whatever. And he's like standing in front of me, and he's like walking towards me, kind of getting loud. Well, at this particular time, like, Chris is on her way home from work. She's literally like 10 minutes from home. I had already texted her and asked her where she was.
This part, you had witnessed them taking some type of pill.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, so these guys are walking from my backyard out to their car that's parked in front of my neighbor's house, and they're going one by one. And it's almost constant. I mean, it's like every half hour, every 20 minutes, even 15 minutes. They're going out. One of them's going to the car. They're opening the hatch of his little escape or whatever. And then messing, like, pretending to do some stuff and then coming back. Nothing in hand, right? Okay. So I get, like, I'm nosy. I want to know what the hell you guys keep going out to this damn car for. So I watch the guy out my side door. One of the guys, he gets in the passenger seat of the car. I see him put a pill in his mouth. Like, he opened something, threw the pill in his mouth, and then that was it, okay? Then he gets out of the car, walks around to the back, does the same thing that they've been doing, opens the back hatch. Like, he was, like, leaned in the car a little bit for a minute.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought they were doing drugs.
I mean,
so I was, like, already, like, yeah, I wanted them to get enough work done that I felt like my deposit wasn't a waste, okay? So I was trying not to say, you know, too much, but then whenever he did that whole ask me for the pop thing, I was just pissed off. Like, So then I start kind of going off on the dude. I'm like, you guys are, you're a liar. You're lazy. You're fucking take more breaks, blah, blah, blah. Like I'm going off on him. And he's like talking to me. Like, I feel like I'm talking to Derek or worse. Like he's picking apart every little thing that I'm saying that is, could be, like he told me that the pill was a Rolaids, which I mean, it may have been, but what were you doing in the back of the car? You're sketchy as hell. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing back here. So I'm sorry, I'm just making assumptions, but, and he's like, I haven't touched drugs and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, so whatever. So while this guy's in my garage.
At this point, and then you're sitting in the garage.
Yes,
and
yep.
Does one of them come
yes.
in there or does both of them come in there?
Yeah. Well, at first it was just the one and the main dude. And so he comes in here and I'm kind of getting into it with him. And, you know, I'm not being like terribly loud, but you can tell I got an attitude. Because I'm pissed at this point. You know what I'm saying? And my brother-in-law, Chris's brother, calls me. And I couldn't answer it because I'm talking to this dude. But I answered it, and I kind of just, like, put the phone, like, in the inside my bra a little bit. Like, right. Just so he could hear the conversation. Because I'm being honest with you. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen with this guy. I do have, like, a knife in my garage that I keep for protection because I sit out here so much. But I couldn't access it. And my brother-in-law lives like a mile away from me. He heard this guy get loud with me, and he was in my driveway before Chris got home. That's how fast he was here. And on his way here, he called my other brother-in-law, who lives like a mile and a half from me. And so they were both here. So then Chris and both of my brother-in-laws end up walking up, and this guy's whole attitude, you know, changed. Like, chill out, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to fight you. I just want...
But you
this shit done, and I want to not feel, you know, like you're trying.
Drugs, man.
Right, especially whenever you're half-assing it like you are, you know. So I end up deciding, I go out there. His other helper's out there, still like trying to like shovel or pretend like he's busy and not listening, whatever. So. This guy's telling me, the main guy's telling me, this is still going to be done by today. It's literally 7 o'clock at night, and they don't even have all the ground dug up still. Okay, it ain't going to be done today. Well, that was pissing me off. Like, quit lying to me. I would respect you more if you said, look, we run into some issues. We're going to have to work until tomorrow, too. I don't care.
Right.
I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm sitting here. You can work if you're going to work, but I'm not filling up this fridge, you know, with all this shit for you every day. For you to half-ass do a job, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I ended up telling him, I just want my money back. Like, I just want you to give me my money back and be on your way. And he's like, well, I don't have your money. I'm like, yeah, that's what you said yesterday, except you also keep saying that you rented a tool, and I happen to know, because I looked into it, that if you rented a tool, you had to put a $150 deposit down on that tool, and they'll give it back to you as soon as you bring it back. So go take that back to the store. Bring me my $150, and I'll let you keep the rest of the deposit for your time, which was only $10.
Okay.
You
said that?
Huh? So that. What? No. He's still sticking, and he rented something. And I'm like, you didn't rent nothing. Dude, you would have had it for 3 days now. You're literally going to pay more to rent something than you were paying to do my pool? Okay, whatever. You're a liar. So I'm like, you got to go. Like, I just want you to go get my money. This dude in the backyard flat out tells me, I asked him, so the main guy's saying this is still going to be done today. And I look at this other dude and I said, let me ask you something, because I'm not going to lie and I'm not trying to be mean, but you look tired as hell. And yesterday you looked gray out here. Okay. Do you think this is going to be done today? Do you think we're going to be putting water in a pool today? Honestly, because your boy's a liar. So do you think that? And he was like, you know, if I'm being honest, no, I don't even think I have enough work left in me to get this done today, let alone, you know, work out through the night or whatever. And I was like, okay. So I looked back at the main guy. I'm like, your boy said it's not going to be done. Your boy said
right.
It's not even going to be done. At least he's honest. So he's like, but just putting his hands on his hips. So I'm like, I just want my money. So the helper guy was like, look, I'll give you back your money. You're just going to have to give me like a week or whatever. And that guy, he already spent your money. I'm just like, I'm like, I bet he did. I bet he fucking did. Yeah, yep. Whatever he was doing in the back of that damn car is what he spent it on. So I'm like, at this point, you know, everyone's here. I'm like, you guys can just go, like, go get my money, go take that back, get my money, and meet me back over here. So then he ends up saying, oh, well, the rakes that we bought when we went to Lowe's, we have to take back too, because that was part of the money and blah, blah, blah. So Chris was like, just tell him to bring the rakes here. I'll take that off of what he owes us. How much were the rakes? $30 for two rakes? Bring them here and I'll take it off of there. So I'm like, all right, just how much money do you have on you? Like, whatever money you have, you can bring us that and the rakes or whatever. He's like, $20. Like, you got $20 out of all this fucking money. Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, bring me that and the rakes. And then my brother-in-law told me he could meet up with him today to get the rest of the money. So he's like, all right, I'll do that. So he's texting me like, oh, I'm on my way back, you know, from this town about 45 minutes away. I'm on my way back from there. And I'll bring it by, blah, 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 blah. Then he texts me again. Oh, we're not going to be able to come by tonight. You were just on your way here.
Right.
Like, what is happening now? And I'm like, bring me the $20 and the rakes, and then I'll figure out how to get the rest of the money from you tomorrow. And he's like, all right, well, I told my helper guy to turn back around because he already dropped me off, and we're going to bring it over to you. And I'm like, okay. If you don't make it tonight, though, I want my whole...
Like, he just lied throughout the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, so many times. So many times. So I basically told him, like, he could bring me $50 in the rakes last night, and if he didn't do that, then he had to give me the whole $100 today. Because we gave him $160. That was our down, you know, our half down or whatever. I wanted him to give me back the whole $160. Well, Chris has a little bit more sensitive of a heart, I guess, because she was like, well, let them keep $60 for their time. Like, I mean, they did do some stuff. Like, I'm like, yeah, well, they drank that in Gatorade and water so they can kiss my ass and bring me my money. You know what I mean? She's like, no, just tell him he can keep $60. So I'm like, all right. So I told him that. Are you sure? And so he ends up saying he can't make it last night. So I'm like, okay, well, I end up texting my brother-in-law, and we're like, well, text him tomorrow, which is today, and have him, let him know when it's a good time to come and pick up that money. And he was like, okay. And he's like, I'm sorry, I know I was late, but, you know, I wasn't trying to fuck you over. This is just, you know, there was a lot of stuff that we had to get done, and, you know, we got a lot of the hard stuff done in the time that we were there. I'm like, dude, if you think this is just over you being late, you're out of control. I mean, he literally came up to me yesterday when he first got here and he goes, hey, did you find a wallet in your yard? And I was like, no, I mean, but I ain't been in my yard since you left yesterday. So, you know, if it's back there, it's back there. Right. Nobody's been out there since you left yesterday. And he was like, well, I lost my wallet. I already went to Lowe's and they said they don't have it. I said, I mean, you can go look in the fire pit because you guys sat there a long time yesterday. Like, I don't know what you think I did with your fucking wallet, dude. So here we are today
with someone at my house for some reason, like, unless my husband is there or something like that, like, I would not be that girl to be like, you're fucking lazy, you know what I mean? Like, I would be
I'm not usually like that with guys. Like, there's not very many girls I would be afraid necessarily to do that to, but I'm not like that with guys because, I mean, guys are just, you know, in most situations, just stronger. And I'm not trying to get killed or beat up. You know what I mean? Like, but I was so pissed off and I just, I don't know. I was just mad. Like, I know him. I know where he lives because, you know, he's an acquaintance of one of my friends. So, like, I have his address. And that's why I kept telling Chris, like, this dude has our address. I mean, I told him I found all the stuff on my camera. So he knows I have cameras here. Like, I watched him sit on cameras. I added up all the time he worked the first day when he's telling me he worked here for a half a day the first day. I'm like, you didn't work here for a half a day. You did not work here for a half a day. I added up all the time watching my cameras back at how much you were actually working. You worked for an hour and 23 minutes the first day.
Is actually done.
Don't tell me you worked here.
Because you were supposed to put water in it yesterday. So what?
Yes. No, it's not. The ground isn't even ready. I this is where I wish this was a video because I'd show y'all right now. It is not. Okay, so when you put a pool up, you have to start at the lowest point and you have to dig everything out to that point. Then you put sand down. So The ground has to be level before you put the sand down. The sand is really just to make the bottom of the pool, like, not hard and, you know, to help not let rocks and stuff like that come up. So we don't even have all of the sod removed because part of the sand is sitting on top of that grass. So he was planning on digging it out, moving the sand, digging the rest of it out, putting the rest of the sand. Everything was going to be level. That's what he said. And that's supposed to be done yesterday. So I'm like, we're at the point where we still have to either move the sand and get that groundwork underneath done, or Chris thinks that because that's where our pool was the year before last, it's still real thin grass under there. We might be able to just go ahead and put the sand on top of that part and save us some time. But I swear to God, if I put this pool up and it don't last, if something goes wrong with the actual pool,
this is literally the two of you signing.
It might be bad.
Like, there's something telling you guys you can't have a pool for something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the universe is telling me I don't need a pool or something. I don't know why I want to. I just want to float.
The drink in my hand.
Man, something. I need something. It's been so, like, I went from being, like, so upset that I was literally in tears because I was so excited, like a little kid, about having his pool put up. And I was to being so seething mad. Like, when this dude tried to get loud with me yesterday, I'm like, you got some balls, bro. Like,
well,
you got some balls trying to get loud with me. Whenever you...
Like,
oh yeah, that was bad right there, for sure. It's insane. So we're not even done with the pool saga. I hope by next Monday I will be telling y'all that I'm podcasting from floating in my pool.
Fingers crossed.
But I don't know. Shit, Chris isn't off until Friday and Saturday now, so we probably aren't going to get this done until Friday and Saturday, but at least Saturday.
Yeah.
Everyone's off and we can get some help.
Give them some exercise and get it done. Just get it done. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's. No.
Oh, you haven't opened doors yet?
I can't do anything right now because I can't lift.
Mm.
So my daughter is
right.
I want the pool. So I think they're going to be getting the pool cleaned out this week, which is by me. Because then I don't have to get in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and do it. But I'm waiting patiently for that too. Because we're slacking this year. I didn't do it before,
Man. And
I'm definitely not doing it this week. So hopefully we get our before the end of summer. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, ours is up. Thank you.
For sure.
Filled and cleaned and all that. So hopefully.
Yeah. No, ours ain't even. It's still in the back of Chris's truck. Oh my! It's crazy. Pool saga continues. I literally
have,
like
water delivered or something like that to come fill up your pool too. Yeah.
Well, thankfully, I did not schedule that, but yes, I was going to pay a company to just bring the water here because it equaled out to about what I think my water bill is going to be increased
right.
filling this up, and it would just be done in a day.
Well,
I didn't
you.
Schedule that yet. I was
thank
smart
you.
About that.
Yeah.
Because I would have been mad. Mm-hmm. Which cost $75 if you have to cancel it. So I would have been out. Yeah. If you have to cancel it within 24 hours, it's $75. I know. So yeah, it's been fun. But
I know.
Guess what this month
is?
It is
Pride Month.
Pride Month. It's Pride Month. Yay for the gays. So I'm gonna do a special podcast. I don't know exactly when, so I don't wanna say a specific date.
It's gonna be a bonus.
What'd you say, Inch? Sorry.
Yep.
Yes, I'm going to tell my coming out story. I have friends who've never heard the full details of that, so that should be fun. That's fine. I'll happily answer them. So yeah, so if you want to hear that, stay tuned. That's not going to be on our regular Monday podcast. We're still going to do a regular Monday podcast, like Angie said. It'll just be a bonus, probably not so long. Depends on how many questions Angie has. No, it might be another hour. We'll see. We'll see, but definitely going to do that in honor of Pride Month.
We're
going
to get
so. You
a little better.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, for sure. Hopefully our sound's better for you guys this week, because we got some friends that'll tell us if it's not.
They'll call us out.
We got some friends that'll tell us. So we end every episode telling you guys you might not be a supermom if your kid's Xbox report says he played 59 hours of Xbox last week.
Looking during quarantine. That's against
the rules. I didn't make that up. Yeah, I know. You know, I don't even look. I got an email and it just popped up, and I typically ignore them and then just check all my emails when I can actually sit down and read. So I get this email from Microsoft and it's like, well, you know, check the status, whatever. Like, so I go on it and it's like 59 hours. I'm like, this mofo plays more than people work. Are you kidding me?
You know?
I don't care. Yeah. My quarantine parenting style, though, is just like, I'll allow it. I mean, you can't see your friends. Like, it's the only form of communication. It's not just playing. He's not in sports, right? I don't care. I really don't care. Like, I just don't. He gets his work done.
How we talk on the phone.
Yeah.
That's their phone. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yep. And they're visiting, and they're, you know what I mean? Like, we went to a store together. Like, our boys haven't seen each other in almost 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you should tell your husband to bring that big one here.
I should. They're supposed to be running.
You put them to work. Yeah, you should tell them. I'll put them to work, and I'm not even going to tell Derek. I'll just let him surprise him. He'll be excited.
But we also wanted to ask you guys to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Not So Super Moms and help us out. You can also like and subscribe to our podcast almost anywhere that you can listen to podcasts right now, and rate us where you can, please. And you can also suggestions if you guys want to hear anything on our podcast. Where you have any tips for us, then you can email us at thenotsosupermoms@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next Monday with more pool saga. I'm sorry, better pee. I swear.